You're listening to SBS News.
A 22-year-old former U.S. Marine has been killed alongside Ukrainian forces in the war with Russia in what's the first known death of an American citizen fighting in Ukraine. Willie Joseph Cancel was killed while working for a military contracting company. United States Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Americans should avoid traveling to Ukraine for any reason.
The reports about this individual were that he's a veteran, he had a child, I believe, and certainly sounded like a very passionate young man. We know people want to help, but we do encourage Americans to find other ways to do so rather than traveling to Ukraine to fight there. It is a war zone, it's an active war zone, and we know Americans face significant risks.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says 900 bodies have been uncovered in mass graves since Russia's withdrawal from Kyiv. Mr. Zelensky also said that the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, which is currently under Russian occupation in Ukraine, is still under threat. He says several people were killed when Russian forces first surrounded the plant, a statement contrary to what the International Atomic Energy Agency previously reported. Mr. Zelensky also said a Ukrainian radio journalist has been killed by a Russian airstrike.
Today it became known that a journalist, an employee of Radio Liberty, Vera Hyrich, was killed by a Russian missile that hit a residential building in Kyiv. She became the 23rd media representative who lost her life since the February 24th due to Russian invasion. My condolences to all relatives and friends. Eternal memory to all the victims of this war.
This comes as Russia's defense ministry released a video purporting to show an injured British man captured in Ukraine being questioned by unidentified Russian forces. The man, who said his name was Andrew Hill and spoke with a British accent, was shown with a bandaged left arm, some sort of makeshift bandage around his head, and blood on his right arm. Mr. Hill says he was helping the Foreign Legion.
I don't know the regiment. I just know that the Foreign Legion said I could help when across the border. I was helping at the border for a bit. And, they said if I wanted to help more, I can help further in country if I went with them.
Mr. Hill, who was captured while carrying a rifle, says he has four children and a partner in the UK. The Russian government has said he will receive medical care. Britain's foreign ministry did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Moscow has attempted to trade Ukrainian civilians for Russian military prisoners. It is unknown if Mr. Hill is being considered for a prisoner swap or for how long Russia intends to keep him. Meanwhile, the BBC is reporting that charities are working to deliver emergency contraception into Ukrainian hospitals as reports of rapes by Russian troops rise. Nearly 3,000 packets of morning after pills have been sent to areas of the country most affected by the Russian invasion. The International Planned Parenthood Federation has provided the pills, which volunteers are delivering. The organization has also been sending medical abortion pills, which can be used up to 24 weeks of pregnancy. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby has become emotional during a war briefing, accusing Russian President Vladimir Putin of depravity in Ukraine. Mr. Kirby says it's difficult for any ethical, moral individual to justify Mr. Putin's actions.
It's difficult to look at the... It's difficult to look at some of the images and imagine that any well-thinking, serious, mature leader would do that. So I can't talk to his psychology, but I think we can all speak to his depravity.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.